Yeah. Yeah. started? You started?
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Hi, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
What?
First, I want to thank the microphone. You could hear it works. You hear it down there? Yeah. First, I want to thank David and Shoshana Lawrence for opening up their home again for us. The children were all mishtatif and preparing. Henry and Beverly Shacha. This home is an extension of the beautiful home. Shoshana comes from the bracha that we all give is that every single centimeter of this home should be filled only with simcha and with nachas and bracha.
Amen.
You can't hear? I'll try. Maybe it's better if I don't use this. I don't
know.
Right? Try without the mic. I could try without the mic. Okay, we'll try this. Let's see. So I don't have a strong voice. First of all, we're all thinking together. David mentioned to me it should be a schuz. That our being together should be a schuz. Should be a schuz for Misha and Esti, Bo Hashem. Misha and Esti Rappaport came home yesterday. And it's been many, many months since they've been home together, the family, and for all of us, the chaveim, it's a tremendous, tremendous simcha, but we shouldn't stop davening. They need still a big refu in Yeshua to be completely healthy, completely well. So we daven for them, we daven for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, the whole matzah, wherever Jews are in the world. Also, should be a schus, it's the shloshim of a young boy, a Bal Yisurim, Yisol Simcha, Ben Aaron Chaim. Shul many times, it's a shloshim. Shem Shem Ben Haliyah, Shem Haliyah, we should only have Simcha and Nachas Me'at Avad Oilam. And Mishish Yidid Navshi, Reb Yoni. I saw a Rosh HaTevis for Chanukah. There are many Ramazim for Chanukah. I saw a Rosh HaTevis that I mentioned. I was talking to some of the fellows in Yeshiva. We were together the other night, the first night. That the Tzaddik Rabbi Ephraim, the Mechaber of the Sefer Einik Shabbos, was a big Tzaddik, a big honor for Brestov Chassid in Poland. The Rabbi Ephraim said that Nachamu is the Rosh HaTevis near Chanukah Moisef HaHelech. Nachamu. The Nechama that the Jewish people have is from the Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah Moisef V'Hailach. And he had a certain mahalach in that, maybe at the end of it, if I have still some kaiches, I'll talk about it. The Indian of Ner Chanukah Moisef V'Hailach, the Nechama V'Klai Yisrael and Golas, all this chazkes that we have, we take from this yontiv. Where does it begin? Where's the beginning of Chanukah? Where's the first sparkle of the candle of the light of Chanukah. Of course, it's when the Baruch Shalom says, "Yehi Or, Vayom Lekim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or." We all know that the tzaddikim taught that that's a tefillah, Vayoyma, that a Jew says, "Lekim Baruch Shalom Yehi Or, please, please." There's so much chayshach. There's so much tohu vavohu chayshach al pnei ha-tahayim ha-sahayim. And there's so much darkness. So vayomer, every Jew daven to lekim rabbanu shalom yehi or. There should be light. And vayomer lekim yehi or. And the rabbanu shalom gave us the yontif of Chanukah, and he said yehi or. That there's light. There are different ways that tzaddikim taught us to be able to access that light of Vayom Lekim Hi Or. Because the Ishtalshalus of that, the next place we find in Chumash, even though there are Ramazim, but the next place we find in Chumash where there was a Jew who found that light, who found the Pach Shemen, we've spoken about many, many times over the years. Rabbeinu B'chai brings a medrash that we don't have. On the posik Vayivosa Yaakov Levado, that you know Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, the medrash says Levadoi is Lekadoi. That on that amazing night, when Yaakov Avinu was Vayivosa Yaakov Levado Vayavirem Vayikochem Vayavirem Es HaNachal, where he brought everybody. And he went by himself, he crossed over the Nachal, the river. And he was by himself. So Vayivosa Yaakov Levado, the Medrash says, Al Tikri Levado, by himself, he wasn't by himself. It was Lekado, he found a jar. The Pachim Ktanim that Rashi and Chazal talk about, there was a Pach Echad Amyuchad. There was a jar of oil, a kad. And there was a kad shemen that Yaakovino found, which is the light of Chanukah, on that very strange and difficult night of his life. There must be that the side of Chanukah, that the secret of the koyach of Chanukah, and the way for us to be able to have a taste of that or, of Vayom Lekim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, is to return to that night of Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, Lekadoi. Chazal bring the pasuk the same way it says by Yaakov Avinu Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi. It says by the Bari Olam V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi Bayom Ahu. That means that Yaakov Avinu was overwhelmed with his responsibilities of life. Vayikochem Vayavirem Esanachal. And in order for Yaakovino to be able to contend with the darkness of his life, because he lived through great darkness, and he was facing it at that moment as well. Vayavirim, vayikochem, vayavirim es hanachal. Nachal is the oisius lahadlik ner Chanukah. That a Jew has the ability from Yaakov Avinu, that no matter what he's going through, in the middle of the storm of his life, he has the ability to be able to take all that is dear to him, all that is precious to him, and to cross over into a world that's called the world of the Nachal. The Nachal is lahadik ner Chanukah. Navshenu chikser l'Hashem. and the Avaida of Vayivosa Yaakov Levado is the Avoda of the end of time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yontiv of Chanukah, and he said that we're able to come to that Ur of Chanukah, but there's a condition, that the Ur of Chanukah can be found only in that state of Levado. When a person is in the midst of everything going on in his life, in the Maim Rabim of this world, the only way to come to that Ur, Vayom Lekim Hi Ur, is Vayikochem Vayavirim Es HaNachal, to cross over the world of the Nachal, of Lahadig Ner Chanukah. And that world is a world that's called Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi B'yemahu. That all the things that are going on in a person's life, and all of the tirdus, and all of the bulbulim, and all the things that are pulling him away, that a Jew has the ability of a Yevoser Yaakov Levadoi. That a Jew has the ability to enter into the world of Lahadig Ner Chanukah, into the world of Chanukah, the Or of Chanukah, to be able to pick up that jar, that kad, that pach shem of who he is. Because he has the ability to cross over from Manhattan, from the train, from the computer, from all the tirdus of Parnasa and all the tsaras of this world. He has the ability, Ayvikochem Vayavir Mesanachal and Vayavosa Yaakov Levado, that Yaakovina taught us that a person has the ability to stop the Ritzas HaChayim, that race, that bilbul. And what's the bilbul of this world? The bilbul of this world is Vayavek Ish Imai Ad Alois HaShachar. Vayavek Ish Imai means that the koach of Yovan, the koach of Esav, the koach of the Maim Rabim of this world, is doing everything possible to prevent a person, a Jew, from coming to that place that's called Levado. A place that's himself, a place that's quiet, to be able to be mizboinein, to be able to remember v'nizgav Hashem Levadoi, that the tachlis of his life is v'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. So Yaakovin was weighed down with mishpacha and tzoin and avodim and shvachais, everything of this world, and a pachad of the night and of the Esav that's out there, the Sarashul Esav. And he was able to come back to the Bari Olam by coming back to himself. Vayikochem vayavirim es hanachal. Lahadig Ner Chanukah, which is a world of levadoi, which is the few minutes that a person has sitting by the candles and looking at the candles, when he's able to be in that world of Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. And what is the koach of Yovan, the koach of Esav? V'ya'avek Ish Imai. That feeling that a person has that he's never by himself. I don't mean in a good way, not to be lonely. That he's never by himself because he can't be by himself. The ma'avak, the struggle of Ikvus de Mashiach, is Ish Imai. He's never like the Kohen Gadol going in, Lifnai v'Lifnim. A person never has that place that's called Levadoi, Lekadoi, Nizgav Hashem Levadoi. Eliyahu Novi said, V'ani Levadi Noisarati Novi, I myself am alone. The only Novi to Hashem. The Novi Yeshaya is speaking on behalf of Knesset Yisrael, who also says, Nosarti Levadi. The Jewish people now feel in the world that the world hates us, despises us. Am Yisrael always feels alone, alone. What's the Baruch Shalom bringing us back to that place of feeling so alone? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that before Mashiach comes, the koyach of Chanukah, the or of Chanukah, is a Pesach to that world of Vayivosa Yaakov Levadai, to overcome the Ma'avak of Vayavek Ish Imai. To be constantly in that confusion of Ish Imai, of every single second, of being reminded that there are other things to do, and there are noises and dinging and buzzing and people and places, and everything is pulling at us in a million directions. That's called Vayavek Ish Imai. The Avoida of Ikvus of the Mashiach of Chanukah is Levado. The Nisayin is Ish Imai. That's the Nisayin. Of people not able to be by themselves. Of a person, Rabbi Yaakov Meshach, this is Zolgazun Zayn. I remember him once saying, Rabbi Yaakov Meshach, of a person, and Rabbi Simaya, I heard also talking about this, and of Schwartz and the Bilvavi and the Das Atzmacha, that if a person is left in a room by himself and he's not given anything, and he's just left with himself and with his own thoughts, that the average Jew, not talking about somebody who's not Jewish, a person who's Shema Mitzvahs wouldn't know what to do with himself after 2-3 minutes. He's going out of his kelim. Because we've forgotten the Levadai. We have forgotten how to cross over from that world of the train tracks into the world of Levadai. Of work into Levadai. Of chaverim, of family, of all of that which is beautiful. But we're not able to come to the place that's called V'nisgav Hashem Levadai. Therefore the Shia of Hadlokas Neiris, Dina de Gemara is Ashetichle Reglem and Ashuk, which is Tishka Achama, Ashetichle Reglem and Ashuk. Everybody understands that Ashetichle Reglem and Ashuk, the Chazal gave such a strange Shia for the time of Nechanike, Ashetichle Reglem and Ashuk, say that we understand this Pesume Nisa. And then, and how Chazal told us how we measure that Shia, what people from the Shuk we're not going into right now. There's a very beautiful Shem Yishmul, and other tzaddikim Svasamas talk about that. But actually, Tichler Regel Min Hashuk, the Inyan of Chanukah is that all of us have been swept away by the Regel, by the Hergelim of the Shuk, by the Hergelim of the marketplace. Hashem has brought down now into the world such a strange hanhaga that every single Jew that's walking in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Yerushalayim or it's someplace in the Gush, or whether it's in Kiryat Gat or Kiryat Malachi, that wherever a Jew is walking, he's afraid, he has a feeling of Vayevosa Yaakov Levadai. There's a pachad of Vayevosa Yaakov Levadai. And people, I haven't been there in the past few months. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and she was telling me how every single step that she takes, she's frightened, she's looking here, looking there. And there's this feeling of being very vulnerable, of being alone. Hashem Yisbarach is bringing us to a place of Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. Avayivase Yaakov Levado, so that a Jew has the ability to escape the Shuk, to leave the Shuk, and to be able to come into a world that's called Nachal, Lahadig Ner Chanukah, to be able to stop, like Yaakov Avinu did, all the Hergelim, all the habits of that life, of Ish Imay, of the Shuk. And the Koach to do that, of course, Yaakov Avinu received from Avraham Avinu, it says, Vayoytze Oysa Achutza. The Bari Olam took Avraham Avinu Achutza. And Rashi tells us from Chazal that he took Avraham Avinu L'malam Mechalol Shalolam, he took him above this world. That means that a guy does not have the ability to leave the Beis HaAsurim, the prison of Ish Imai. He doesn't have the ability to leave that world of Ish Imai. But we received from Avraham Avinu a koyach of Ayotze Oysa Achutza. And that was handed down to Yitzchak Avinu, to Yaakov Avinu, v'yoytze oysa hachutza v'yikochem v'avirim es hanachal. And Vayavosa Yaakov Levado, Lamala Michalola Shel Oilam, Achutza, outside, away from the Shuk. Like Rabbi Nachman Schussel said that a Jew has to be able to scream mamish without making a sound, and when he's in a room filled with a million people, to be able to be by himself. Echad Hoya Avram. Echad Hoya Avram. And then Yosef HaTzadik is Hela told us Yaakov Yosef. The Indian of Yosef HaTzadik is Moisef HaHoylech. Is Ner Chanukah. And the ability of Yosef HaTzadik to enter into that world of Lahadik Ner Chanukah was Mikoyach Vayonas Vayetze Hachutza. Because Yosef HaTzadik was able to look in the window, Chaloin, which I've told many times, Chaloin is the Ches Lamed Nun, the base letters of the word window, Chaloin is the Isis Nachal, is Lahadik Ner Chanukah. And it means that a Jew always has a window. Not windows, he has a window. And through that window he's able to see the Muzdiuk Neshayankiv Avinu, which is the Koyach of Yevosa Yaakov Levadai. He's able to see the stars of Avram Avinu, Habet Na Shemaim, Usforas HaKechovim, Tuchal Lispo Yisom. Koy Yezarecha. To look at the window, and instead of looking Chalila at the Ish Imai of Eshes Potiphera, that Koach of Ish Imai that was pulling him away from Benizgav Hashem Levadai, Yosef HaTzadik, instead of looking at that beauty of this world, at the empty, shallow beauty of Vayavik Ishimai, he turned away Vayonis Vayetza Achutza, and he looked up at the Ner Chanukah that was in the window, and he saw the face of Yaakov Avinu, which is Teferis, which is Yoifi. Not the Yoifi of Yafta Lukim Liyafis. Not the physical beauty that's inside the Shuk. The Shuk is filled with all kinds of beautiful things. But Yosef HaTzadik is Moisif Vahoylech, to that world that's called Vayikochem Vayavirim Es Hanochal, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, on the other side of the river. And in that world, on the other side of the river, he's able to see Ner Chanukah and the face of Yaakov, which is Yoifi. The Muzdiukna Shol Yaakov is Tferes, is the beauty of the Shufra, the Yaakov Avinu's main Shufra, the Marishan. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu is the beauty of Pnimius. It's the beauty of Venizgav Hashem Levadai. It's the beauty of Vayermel Lekim Yehi Or. Vayehi Or, it's the Or. It's the Or of Shabbos. It's the Or of Torah. It's Lichtigkeit. It's Chanukah. It's that Or that the Shuk doesn't sell. That's not to be found in the Shuk. It's the Or that a Jew finds when he goes to that place within himself that's called Levadai, by himself, where with everything that's going on in his life, he takes time every single day. And especially by the Neiros Chanukah. Those who understand the Inyan of Chanukah, especially the fifth candle, to be by that candle, to be by the candles, and to be in a place that's Levadai. Aveyevosa Yaakov Levadai. Aveyonas Veyetza Achutza. Lamal Michalol Shel Oilam. So what's the inyan of the Nechama? There's a lot to say on this Nakuda. I'll just share with you one Gilui from that Tzaddik Rebbe Freimel that I spoke to some of the Chevrabat and Yeshiva. Machloikis Besham Besilal. Beshami says Peiches Vahilach. Besilal says Moise Vahilach. The Gemara gives a number of reasons for the Machloikis of how we like candles. Beshami, 8 candles to 1. Besilal is 1 candle to 8, and there are a number of reasons that the Gemara brings. In Pashtus, the Gemara says the simplest thing is the Beis Shammai says, Kineged Yomim HaNechnosim. The days that are coming, of course, are fewer, from 8 to 1, as we go forward. Ms. Hill says, Keneged Yom Hayaitim, the days that we just passed. So there was one day, now there's 2 days, now there's 3 days of Hanukkah and four and so on. So Befreimel says this, listen carefully. Beshami says, Keneged Yom HaNechnosim, because Beshami is saying that when a person looks back at the past, when he is in a moment of levadai, in a moment that's real, that's honest, when it's without the ish imai, whether it's an iPod or an iPad, or whether it's other noise of life, when a person is by himself, Beshami says, and he looks back at all of the mistakes that he's made, and how it seems to him that he's ruined his life, Beshami says that he becomes paralyzed by that reality of the past. And therefore, Beshami gives an Eitz HaTayva. And Beshami says that L'Olam, the person's outlook on life, should be in a way that's Keneged Yomim HaNechnosim. Like the famous Jewish psychologist who survived the Holocaust, Viktor Frankl, where his entire shita's mahalach of logotherapy even before the war, and then much more so after the war, where his books mamish took hold and have taken hold of the entire world. Where the whole mahalach there is Keneged Yomim HaNechnosim, to think of what it is in life that you have to look forward to. To think about how things could be better. So even though we normally associate Beis Shammai with dinim, and sometimes with negativity, but Rabbi Freimel says that the basic mahalach of Beis Shammai, a world that thinks of Neged Yom HaNechnosim, days are coming, entering into new days. Don't look back. Brach doidi. Run away from the past. That's the sheet of Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel says something deeper. Beis Hillel says, Keneged Yom HaYotzim. Because everybody knows that as hard as you and I try to run away from things of the past, they have a way of catching up with us. And most of our averus are because of the Ovar. Like Tefer Shlomo says, that our averus is a lashon of Ovar. And we know that as much as we try to run away, Brach Doidi, the Svi, looks back and can't help but looking back. And as much as a person tries to get up from the past and to move forward, the Ish Imai of himself and his own failures and his own tsaros, and the people that he misses from his past, and the times that he misses, and the innocence that he feels once was, and all the things in the past that tore the innocence away from him, and the ugly things that he has seen, and all that he has done wrong in his life, Rabbi Shammai says, all you have in life is to look forward to the Yom HaNechnosim. But Beis Hillel's Midah Acheres Haise Imai, the Inyan of Beis Hillel is Keneged Yom HaYotzim. Keneged Yom HaYotzim, Rebbe Ephraim was a Breslov of a Chassid. And every Jew ever had the slightest, tiniest little Shaychis to Breslov, which means now every single Jew in the world. Just there are many that don't know that yet. Know that Rabbi Nachman said that of all of his Torahs, which, by the way, you know the Rabbi Nachman is brought down in Chaim Aron. The Rabbi Nachman said that the Torah that we have is only the psoilus of what he wanted to say. That's what he said. It's just like a little shirayim from what he really had on his mind. All of the Torah that we have. So Rabbi Nachman said of all of his Torahs, the ikka to live with is which Torah? Which Torah is it? Azama, Reish Pei Beis. Azama. Azam l'lokai bi'oidi. with the kad shel shemen, with the pak shel shemen, ba'aydi, with the little good that's in me. Rabbi Feimel said that avoid of Azamra, he was makabel from the tzaddikim, who had a direct, he was a direct line from all the tzaddikim going back to Rabbi Nachman. That avoid is not only to look at what he has within him right now at this moment, but Azamra means that a person at some point in time is able to look back in the past and is able to understand that there too there was much good, and that there's a reason why the Baruch Shalom took him through all of those things that he went through and all of the things that brought him down, that he himself, the mistakes that he made himself, there's a ma'at toiv, there's more than a ma'at toiv that a person is able to uncover by looking at his past and to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish never ever left him. Even though at the time he felt that he was levadoi, by himself. It wasn't Vayivos HaYakva levado every minute of his of our lives. It was V'nizgav Hashem levadoi. I was talking to my wife last week about a certain sorrow that we had in our lives that took place not such a long time ago, which I don't talk to the Olam about, and I'm not going to talk about either, the Tzorah. But the Tzorah was of such intensity that for the first time in my life, I felt that I didn't know how I was going to get out of that. I didn't know how I was going to come back to a Simchas Chaim. I just didn't know. And we were talking the other night about how Kadosh Baruch Hu has shown us that even that sorrow, Batsahir Chavtali, that in that sorrow, Hashem has opened up a new place for us, for our family. The Bishas Maisa, through the eyes of Yavin, there was no opening at all. Azamul Kai Bi'aydi doesn't only mean to look right now and to find a little bit of Taif, to find a Pach Shemen in my life that's still pure. It means to be able to look back, Rabbi Feimel says. Keneged Yom HaYotzim. Beisil says, stop running away. You could turn back, you could look at the past and see that HaKadosh Baruch has done for you and how he's brought you to where you are now. And he's brought us to where we are now. Each person here, every one of you has your own story, your own Megillah, myself, all of us have. And now he's brought us to this time, to this place in our lives. It's a Nes Chanukah. It's a big Nes, a big, big Nes. And each one has to remember that and think of that. Not just what we have to look forward to, Mitzvah Hashem, we have only good things to look forward to. But Keneged Yom HaYotzim as well. Because sometimes you hear the stuff that's going on, and every day, these past few weeks, we had a number of young people in the community that died. Some that died of overdoses because of their tzaras and habits of hergelim from the shuk, because of their tzaras and their loneliness, that they couldn't control themselves and they were lost in that miserable place, in the ma'avak of that disease, of drugs. Others through sicknesses that they had, that they suffered with. Young people. The tzaras that we feel that come out every day, we hear about something else and it's a cell that we can't take for granted. Sometimes a person, Chalila, feels that everything is Tov, Avo, Choshech, Al Pnei Sahom. But it's not true. The Inyan of Chanukah, the Koyach of Chanukah, is when you and I cry out, Vayomer Elokim Ribono Shelolam, I beg you, Yehi Or, help me to see the Or in my life. Help me to see how much light there is in the life of Am Yisrael. How much light there is in my children. How much light there is in the Torah that I'm learning. How much light there is in my wife. How much light there is in my shul, in my friends. It's not just ma'at toiv. Azamra, azamra lokai ba'oidi. All the toiv, unbelievable toiv in our lives. I want to share with you a story, a very short story, takes a minute, about the Ponovi Zhirav, Zechet Sadev HaKadosh Levracha. Chalal, the story of that person is itself a nice. He was an unbelievable guy in learning. Mamish gave himself over, his mafki, his whole life to build up the yeshivas after the Muhammad. Even before the Muhammad, he was Isaac in that. He would have been from the, he was mamish from the top lumdim in the entire world. And he was mafki himself to help Jews. And he himself, his whole family, he lost his family, and he was in Israel, and he was out of Eretz, he was out, away from Europe, going to help the yeshivas, and then he got stuck outside of Europe, and his family got killed in Europe, and he ended up, after a lot of tsaros, he ended up in Eretz Israel, and of course he built upon his yeshiva there. I saw somewhere some time ago in a sefer, I don't remember which sefer it was in, I saw that the Ponovi Zhirav had a special feeling for Nitzolei HaShoah, for survivors of the Holocaust. Shteitzach, he had a special feeling. He himself was one, even though he wasn't in concentration camp. But Ani Levadino Sarati, he was left by himself. Everything. His entire family, everybody was killed. And he didn't stop, he didn't give up. And he had a special love for survivors. And in those first terrible, terrible years after the Muhammad, when Jews, the survivors in Eretz Yisrael and everywhere else were so paralyzed, they couldn't even cry, they couldn't make a sound. And people didn't even understand them. You know, it's just one of the sad parashis in our history, that in Eretz Yisrael, many of the local population in Eretz Yisrael looked down on the survivors. It's a terrible, terrible thing, but it's true. They looked down on them. The whole secular mindset was that how did you allow that to happen to you? V'chulu, v'chulu. And they were mamish levad. But they had a friend in the Ponovi Zhirav and a rabbi. And I saw that there was a group of survivors who were together with the Ponovi Zhirav. They came to see him. And the Ponovi Zhirav said, Chevra, some of these were religious, not religious. All of them used to be religious. And he said, Chevra, I want to tell you that it once happened that in the Alta Haim, in the old country, there was a certain Rav, there was a big Talmud Chacham, and he wanted to get for his daughter, he wanted to get the finest lamdan in the city, in the town, who he really knew. Not to go somewhere else, somebody who he really knew was a true lamdan and a Yirei Shammai. Because he knew, because he had seen with his own eyes. The problem was that the lamdan and the finest young man in the town, the Ponovi Zhirav is telling these survivors, was the son of Jews who, to say the nicest thing about them, that they were not medactic with mitzvahs. They were not careful with mitzvahs, not with Shabbos, not careful, and in those days it was a chiddush. In that town, they were not careful with Shabbos. The father was not a person that went during the week to daven mitzvah. He went Shabbos a little bit, but not during the week. So the Rav couldn't decide, the Ponovi Zhirav says that this Rav couldn't decide. Here he has the boy, is the most beautiful boy in town, and he knows he's the most beautiful boy in town. He's not talking to a Shadchan. Shadchan, he knows Rosh Hateva, Sheket, Doiver, Kesef, Noitel. He wasn't talking to, not all of them, he liked that, almost all, not all of them. He knew himself, this young man, this guy. So him and his Rebbetzin, the Panavish Rav says they're going back and forth. What do we go for? I mean, there's no yichus here at all. Yichus. He's bechlal not a miyuchus, but the boy is a gevaldige boy. So the Panavish Rav says that the decision that they made, the Rav and the Rebbetzin was, that they would try to get this bocher for their daughter. They would go for it. They would turn away from the yichus and they would go for the bocher. And the Rav went to make his proposal to the family, to the boy's family, and they couldn't believe it. They hit the jackpot. They're not really particularly from, and this, but they knew their son was gevaldik. But not only is he getting a good shidduch, but he's getting a shidduch with the most beautiful girl from the most beautiful family from the Rav. They were thrilled, and Altan was, of course, very surprised with the whole shidduch. And the Panavish Rav says, but they made a big simcha, it was a big chasana. And after Shavuot Brachos, it's right by Shavuot Brachos, during Shavuot Brachos, the Panavish Rav says that the wife sees, the wife of the, meaning the mother of the chasan, sees her husband getting up early in the morning to go to shul. She thought it was odd. He hasn't done that like in 20 years. So naturally, you could ask a big kash about many from neighborhoods. How come there's so many people in shul on Shabbos? Where are they all during the week? It's a big kasha. There must be in other neighborhoods. They switch neighborhoods. I don't know, but many people are not in shul. So this man, the wife, was very surprised. She didn't say anything. She said, where are you going? So I'm going to shul. So she thought, you know, he was in this whole religious mood because of everything was going on. Next day, also gets up, his towels and tefillin, goes to shul. Not only that, he comes back late from shul. She asks him, where were you? He says, we had some mishnayos we learned. Mishnayos? Yeah, what's wrong with mishnayos? She starts to put a kerchief on her head, the lady. Her husband's learning Mishnayos. She puts a kerchief on her head and she starts to say some tillum. She's saying some tillum she hasn't said since she's a girl. And she asks her husband, could I ask you something? Why do you talk about shul? And why are you learning Mishnayos? So he said, it doesn't pass. We're mechutanim from the Rav. A mechutan from the Rav shouldn't go to daven. It's not proper. And she says, that's taka true. A machatenis from the Rav shouldn't say a kapitel tillum in the morning. Shouldn't wear a shmata on the head, a tichel. And over the next few weeks, he doesn't just stay for Mishnayos. He's already Ein Yankiv. And he's already Minchamarev. Bekitzi becomes, the mechutin of the Rav becomes a taira, shemim mitzvahs. His wife becomes a big yirei shemayim. Because the mechutanim of the Rav. So the Panavish Rav turns to these survivors and he says to them, I want to tell you, each and every one of you, whatever you were before, I don't know. But he said, but you and I, especially you, because these were concentration camp survivors, he said, your mamish, over these past few years, you became a chutanim of the Rabbanu Shlomo. You gave up everything because you're Jews. You sacrificed everything in your lives because of who you are. And I just want to tell you something. He said, that as mechutanim of the Rabbanu Shlalom, it's not becoming for you to give up davening, to give up being Jews. You became big, big mechutanim these past few years. And it doesn't pass for mechutanim not to put on thousand film. It doesn't pass for mechutanim not to come to shul. Doesn't pass for mechutan to throw himself into disgusting things, to look at disgusting things, to live a life that's filled chalila with tumah. So, chevra, here we are at the end. And the Baruch Shalom is telling us at the very, very end, we're coming back to Vayivosa Yaakov Levado. The whole world has reminded us of that. The whole world is helping us to remember that we're mechutanim of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's all we have. Ein lono amil hishoin, ela alavina shabashamayim. We're mechutanim of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we're mechutanim of Kodesh Brichu. We're his mechutanim. And as his mechutanim, and knowing that we're levad in the world that we're mamish alone, we have to lift up that place that's called levadai, to be able to overcome and to be victorious in the ma'avak in vayavek with the ish imoy. Vayikachem v'yavim es ha'nachal, to cross over the river into the world of Lahadig Nechanika, to be able to be zeicher for that day, which Hashem Yisbarach promised, then the schus of each and every one of us trying to live in the way of Eivasa Yaakov Levado, we're going to be zeicher bez Hashem very, very soon. For Nizgav Hashem Levado is Bayom Ahu Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad Va'olu Moshiyim Bahatziyah and Lishba Des Har Esav. V'hoysel Hashem Hamlucha, v'hoy Hashem Lamelach al kol ha'aretz. B'yom ahu ya Hashem echad, u'shmoy echad, v'dugul Hashem amitis, mehev yomenu amen v'amen.
Amen.
Shalom bracha. Shalom again bracha.
Thank you. Hashem Yisrael, Es Hashem Yisrael, Vana Mina Melech, Vana Mina Melech, Es Hashem Yisrael, Es Hashem Yisrael, Vana Mina Melech, Vana Mina Melech, La 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 la
Shine, no matter. I'm not gonna lie.